Brian, thanks a ton. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It is the Pat Miller Program as we cross into the 4:30 portion of our program. Sitting off my left elbow here in the newsmaker chair, he is currently a city councilman. He wants to become your mayor. We've got sitting right here Tom Didier. Tom, good afternoon to you, sir.
How are you, Pat?
Well, I don't know. I'm still waiting for everything to settle from COVID. I'm waiting for us to have ball games that look like ball games. I'm looking for you to be out on Comet Ice and singing the national anthem. I'm looking for things that look normal. We're getting closer, but we're not there yet.
It's coming, my friend. It's coming.
Yeah, it better. You know, just before I had you on, I had 3rd District Congressman Jim Banks on with me from D.C. He's inside the swamp. Let me ask you a question. If people would look at you and Congressman Banks, would there be more corollaries between you, or would there be more divisions? Do you consider yourself the same type of conservative that we would find with Jim Banks?
I believe Jim and I have had many, many talks, especially after the last election. You know, Jim and I just have common type goals and the aspects of, you know, mm-hmm. how we think and feel. But for myself personally, you know, Jim is, you know, he's backed me 100% here. And I'm just very, very grateful that Congressman Banks believes in me as much as he does.
Yeah.
It's incredible because he came up to me on election night and told me, he goes, Tom, you know, we lost the mayor's race again. I said, I know. And I said,
which is a burr up my butt, by the way.
Well, the words that came out of his mouth, and I will be, you know, very blunt myself. He said, Tom, I believe you're the only one that can make that happen. So I thought about it that night when I went to, I'll give a plug to Powers Hamburgers. Sorry, I go to Powers when I win, and you know, it was just a gut feeling there. You know, that it just sat wrong. You know, that we lost again.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the last one, because we've lost 4 in a row now.
Yeah.
To Tom, and then we lost some before that, but this last one with Smith, who's a nice guy.
He's very smart.
Good brain. Where did we lose that? Because I'm saying that's more than just one candidate losing. Where did we lose that race?
I think what happened is that, you know, you get a disdain with the party in itself. You know, I'm really trying to be like a welder. That's what I said in my open mic on Friday when I announced that I'm spot welding. I'm trying to, you know, connect everything back together again, because there is a disconnect that's happened. And I think it's just because, you know, people got a really bad taste in their mouth because of the negative,
right.
You know, negative right. connotations that he took. And I mean, nothing wrong with Tim. Tim is very, very smart. I mean, I sat down with him many times, you know, when he was running, and, you know, we had good conversations. The thing that you really have to, you know, utilize is we have to use what my mother always said, God gave you 2 ears and he gave you 1 mouth. So for me personally, I really try to take that into, you know, to cross to where I go when I talk to people. You know, I really want to listen to them, and, you know, maybe not always solve all their problems, but I can tell you this much, I'm in sales.
Yeah.
And you can't sell negative. You have to be positive. And so I told the press on Friday, I said, I don't care what mud anybody slings at me, I'm just going to wipe it off my face. And I'm just going to just move forward and be positive, because that's how I'm going to do it.
So for you, this really is a step that you think is somebody who is intrinsically Fort Wayne, and you want what's best for the city. You want this to be a step forward, taking the good stuff of Fort Wayne, let's make it better.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what I've always been the whole time I've ever been on council. I really try to take that proactive approach. You know, when a constituent or a person calls me, or they end up emailing me.
Right.
I email the proper channels of where it goes through. I use Megan a lot in our office. She's extremely good at what she does. And then I get with each department. I know the departments very, very well because I've been there so long.
Sure.
And I have a good relationship with all of them. You know, I'm not pushy. I just ask what, you know, what needs to be done. And if it's possible, I try to get the process of whatever the person, the constituent, is wanting to get it done and get it fixed.
You know, one thing you said, you know, I know the departments, I know the people. A lot of people need to understand that too, I think. The step from council to the mayor's office, I mean, it is a step.
Oh, it's huge.
But it's not like you're going into an arena and you start dealing with people you haven't already been dealing with. You know all these people. You know the chess pieces.
And I do. I understand every one of them from the standpoint of who they are. These are individuals that work very, very hard for the city of Fort Wayne. I mean, there's not a one that I don't deal with on a, you know, a weekly basis that it doesn't. They truly, truly care, Pat. It's remarkable that the talent level that we have at the city. They care. I mean, it's just really, really plain and simple. They just really downright, they care about the constituents when they call, and they want to fix the problem. A lot of times, you know, it's just the amount of time and the dollars. The dollars do come into play, and I think that sometimes is the sticking point with the aspects of some things in the past with me.
Yeah, Tom Henry, after his last victory,
yes,
made the statement, you know, hey, for the age I am now, this is my fourth term. There doesn't need to be any more after this. This is my last hurrah. I'm going to put everything I've got into it. You no sooner announced on Friday that you were going to run for mayor than all at once in our newsroom, a story popped up that he was now talking about the fact that he, in fact, might run. What do you think that says?
Well, for me, I mean, I take it as a compliment if he doesn't end up running. But at the same time, I'm really focused on Tom Didier wanting to do the job of the mayor, and I really want, it's my platform, I want to put Fort Wayne first, just like I have always done with my council job. I've always put Fort Wayne first wherever I go, whoever I meet, whether it's at a grocery store or a gas station. I stand there and I talk to them, and I make them feel that they're the most important thing at that particular time. And that's what people really, I think they strive for that. I really take it on, it's exactly what my father taught us when we were at the meat market on Pettit Street. You know, my dad would say, the customer is the most important thing, and you need to make sure that you take care of the customer because they're the ones that are paying your salary.
Yeah.
And I think that gets missed in sometimes in today's society. I mean, we really have to take care of the customer, and the constituents are those customers.
They're the customers of the council. They're the customers of the mayor's office.
They are.
Yeah.
And it is a different bird in the aspects of, you know, I'm the legislative body, so I'm watching the dollars, the P's and the Q's and all that. And the mayor's office is more of the, you know, it's the executive branch where they're looking at, you know, the new jobs and the things that are going to be coming to the city or working on those types of projects to get more people to come and move to the city.
Yeah, it's the difference between we're watching the nickels and dimes for building that addition to the house, and sometimes the administration sits there and says, we really need to build this addition to the house, and then thinking that you'll figure out all the costs later on somewhere down the road. Tom Didier's here. Hey, welcome back. We're here in the studio, and right here with us, now on the city council, but striving in mayor's race is what, 2.5 years? Is that what it is?
Well, the primary is 2 years.
Yeah, so 2.5 to the general.
2.5 from the general. So
seems like an eternity. And you know what? It'll go just like that. It's just boom, and then you're there.
It'll fly me to the moon.
We have got to get him singing in public because I can't have this on my show. Do I sing? Yeah. Can I keep up with him? Not a chance. We're talking to Tom Didier, of a very established Fort Wayne family. Tom, a very established member of that family who has served city council well. And you 5 terms on city council, right? So we just can't get rid of you.
No. You will if I don't win the mayor's race.
I happen to know that you have people like certain folks in Congress who have mouthed approval to you, and certain people from the party who have mouthed approval to you. Are you concerned at this point? Because I'm just going to be really honest with you. I don't see anybody else on the Republican side coming up out of the ashes. I don't. I mean, they might, but I don't see it yet.
Yeah, I mean, for myself personally, I mean, I'm really, that's why I came out early, because I knew that if I jumped into the race early, I would have a better chance of trying to run as an unopposed candidate.
Yeah, solidify everything, get your base going.
I mean, it really is important, and really to show people that, hey, this is exactly what I want to do. Yeah. I have a plan. And, you know, I want to work the plan. I mean, Derek and I are, you know, he's my campaign manager. We're going to start, you know, walking this summer, you know, just to get, you know, do those grassroots things that, you know, that we need to do, that, you know, go out and meet. I'm not afraid of anybody. I mean, I'll go up and talk to anybody, and somebody has an issue, or, you know, a conflicting issue. I mean, I will be more than happy to listen to it and try to, you know, do whatever I can to correct or fix the problem.
Part of the assessment, and again, going back, I liked Smith. I thought he was smart. But because he listened to outside voices, and large campaigns do this sometimes, mm-hmm. where you get these big, high-dollar campaign experts from the East Coast or the West Coast, and somebody from the East Coast really directed him to go the negative route because they convinced themselves it was the only way to get ahead of Tom Henry.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to go negative?
I'm not going negative. I truly believe that if I stay positive, because I've been very successful in my sales job for over 30 years, being positive. And, you know, my father, like I told you earlier in this program, you know, he just said you can't sell negative. And I truly believe that. And I think that, you know, just if we can just congregate and get everybody to focus, you know, hey, I may not be perfect in every realm, you know, understand that, you mm-hmm. know, we all have, you know, imperfections. And I know that there might be things that people will say, I don't like this or this, but there's, you know, this and this that they do like, you know, and we have to, you know, gather around as a team and, you know, hey, I'm like a piece of clay, you know, I mold it, change it, you know, let's move this pendulum forward because I mean, we've just shot ourselves in the foot the last six elections. And I really think that, you know, if I can solidify myself and move it forward, I truly believe that I'm going to, you know, come out victorious. But the biggest thing is we have to make it through a Republican primary.
Yeah. Yep.
And that is the biggest carrot.
I would think the smartest thing you've said today is you decided to jump in early.
Yes.
So that you have the opportunity at least to solidify a Republican base, so that other Republicans would say, it doesn't make sense for me to run. It's smarter for me to support Tom because we're on the same gravy train, so let me support him. Let me ask you this. We've only got about 2.5 minutes mm-hmm. left. 2.5 minutes for 2.5 years. I don't care about projects like I want to put a building on this corner. I want to put golden, gilded paint on that bridge. I'm not mm-hmm. talking about that. But what is your vision of going forward? What does it look like for you to partner with people both sides of the aisle, to partner with people that are business people, to partner with people that lead our schools, because mm-hmm. sometimes I think that comes undone. Mm-hmm. What do you see as the future going forward?
Well, for me, partnership is huge. I mean, you know, I have a really good relationship with the council members. I always pretty much have over the last 18 years. I've been president 4 times, and they've picked me, my peers, and I really think that that's one thing that I'm not going to pat myself on the back because I have really good people skills where I will listen to them and understand that this is what they're looking for. It might not fit. Mm-hmm. You know, into my realm, but I'm listening, you know, and that's why I'm talking about listening across the aisle from the other sides. And then there's people that are, you know, that are on council that are on our side, the Republican side, and they have they're different than I am on how I go about my business for, you know, in regards to it. But really what it always boils down to me with Pat is that I want to be focused on the people and the constituents. And that's really... That's really my go-to all the time. I know that some constituents, they will have good feelings, bad feelings, whatever it might be, but I really try to balance everything out because I'm just really doing things for the good of the city of Fort Wayne and the good of the people. That's really how I think.
Somebody sent me a message. So are you open that if you're successful as mayor, that you are still open to sing at hockey and baseball games?
I would do it if I can fit it into the schedule. Yeah. I mean, I can't tell you this.
How many times their mayor goes out and sings for them?
Yeah, I mean, I sing at church every Sunday. So I go to different, you know, I'm Catholic, so I sing at different Catholic churches. My sister is the organist at Our Lady of Good Hope, and then I've been singing at St. Vincent's for 25 years. And I told the priest when I met with him 2 weeks ago, I said, I'm discerning about whether I want to run for mayor or not. I said, will you talk to me? And he said, yeah, he sat down with me for about 45 minutes, but I told him, I said, I will still be cantering at church, Father. I promise you that.
There you go. All right. And if you break the promise to the priest, you're done anyway. Because he'll go on to ABC 21, and he'll just cut you off right at the neck. That's Tom Didier. Appreciate him coming in. Appreciate him being here for 2 segments today. Kathy Humbarger from Right to Life of Northeast Indiana, she's with us right after the news. Brian's coming up. We'll talk to you after I talk to Kathy. All this straight ahead right here on Monday on WoWo.
Mm-hmm. podcasts by Federated Media. Podcasts by Federated Media.